Hello, VIT. You're listening to VIT Community Radio 90.8 FM and I am your RJ Prekshi, and we are at TT right now covering Biomed 2018, and we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Francesca Boccafoschi. I'm really sorry, ma'am, if I didn't pronounce it right. So, ma'am, how does it be like to be in VIT?
Oh, actually, I have to thank all the organizing committee and all the students and everyone here, because it's a great experience. It's the first time for me in India and I'm enjoying everything, the Congress, the everything, the students, the colleagues. Is a great moment and a high scientific level. And what I'm looking that I'm finding that students are really interested, and it's really easy to have an interaction with them, as well as to create network with colleagues. So it's a great environment, actually.
So, ma'am, as you said that this is your first time in India, you must have expected some things from here. So are your expectations meeting here? Are you getting the, are the realities meeting the expectations? That's what I mean.
Actually, I'm 100% satisfied of this experience. I had a confused idea before coming here, and I have to say that I am enjoying the country, the people and everything. I just hope to have more time to enjoy food and the places here around in the next days, maybe after the conference. So yeah, thank you for everything again.
Surely, ma'am, we'll make sure you enjoy your stay here. And ma'am, what about your lecture today? Just tell us the gist about it. What was it about basically?
Yeah, actually I'm here, I have a double identity. So I'm here as an academic researcher and as responsible of the scientific R&D in a company, which is Tissuegraft. So actually I'm enjoying both the this part, because actually the academic part may, as I said, create new interactions with other colleagues, and hopefully I will have the chance to coming back here at the VIT as professor. This I really hope. But even for the company, this last session, for example, was totally focused on the transfer technology and on spin-off, and I had the opportunity to meet a friend and colleague that I did not see since a couple of years, and maybe we'll have and in the next months a collaboration. So I have to say that I'm having the best from this experience.
Thank you, ma'am. Now over to Bhaskar for some, just two more questions. Yeah, Bhaskar.
Just now, I wanted to know one thing. As you told that you worked with a team that was highly diverse, so what was the experience? How was the experience?
With
a team that was highly diverse, it's like every person was from another country, from another place. So how was the experience?
Oh, the experience, actually, every time I have the chance to work abroad and to know different communities and different realities, is something that helped me to grow up personally and scientifically. So even this time, of course, in a international environment as it is a good opportunity, personal for a personal growing and scientific, for sure.
And one more technical kind of question, that as you said, you are a biologist and you work with pharmaceutical companies and all that, MNCs. So it's like, what do you expect out of them? What they do for the community?
Oh, actually, I think that there are more and more attention from the scientific part to be careful in developing products and even the basic science is really focused on trying to do step by step, even small step in increasing the knowledge. And I think that it doesn't matter in which field of the scientific community, but moving carefully and collaborating and exchanging ideas is the point that will help the scientific community to improve the knowledge and everything. So I hope we are doing a good job at least.
I would like to thank you, ma'am, for the whole thing. But before we let you go, I want a small message for all the students that are listening to you, from motivational speech.
Oh, motivational speech. Never give up. So trust you and look at your future with positivity and look around. Don't be scared to go abroad, to ask to professor, to other students. Just ask and be curious. And I wish you, all of you, all the best. And in case I'm in Italy, so you're going to come and, sure. and see what happened even in that country. I'm open, of course. Thank you. Thank you again.
So never give up. That's the catch. You were listening to VIT Community Radio. My name is RJ Bhaskar, and with me is RJ Prekshi. Thank you very much.